In Parshas Korach, so we know that Korach v'Adasso are severely punished, and there are two different punishments that Korach v'Adasso have. One of them is that a portion of them are a new kind of a bria, a new kind of a form, whatever this means, creation, that the earth swallows up, dasan v'aviram, and a portion of Korach v'Adasso. And the other one is that there is a sreifa, the Torah tells us here in Perek Tesayin or Yudzayin, gotta find it. In Perek Yudzayin, I think the Torah tells us that there was that other members, the Masayim v'Chamishim Ish, were burned with a fire. There is a machlokas amongst Chazal and the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and a discussion in the Ibn Ezra as far as how exactly Korach actually died. Did Korach die more with dasan v'aviram? He was swallowed up by the earth. That's what certain deyas, certain psukim sound like that. Or was Korach really burned like the Masayim v'chamishim ish, like the 250 people that were makrivei haktores, that they offered the ktores. Other days in Chazal say maybe both of them happened to Korach. Maybe he both was swallowed up and he was burned. Or maybe neither happened to him. Maybe he died in some sort of another way. This punishment, though, of the earth opening up and swallowing up dasan v'aviram and possibly Korach as well, is one that many of the Mefarshim look at and are somewhat intrigued by. Why exactly was there had to be this kind of a punishment? Ribono Shel Olam has a lot of ways that theoretically these people could have been punished. Why this kind of a way? What is the significance of Dafka, the earth swallowing up and just being sucked in that kind of a way? So we'll talk about three or four different answers, one very, very briefly, and we'll try to elaborate on the other ones. The Or HaChaim says, this is a wild idea based on certain Kabbalistic ideas. The Or HaChaim says, well, the earth swallowed up the blood of Hevel. When Cain killed Hevel in Parshas Bereishis, so the earth swallowed up Hevel's blood, and that wasn't so appropriate because Hevel was really a tzaddik. Hevel was the one that offered a carbon to Hashem that Hashem was really very, very happy with. And in order to have some sort of a rectification, in order to be misakin itself in whatever way possible, whatever that means, the earth now was sort of like doing a little bit of tshuva for that by swallowing up. Like, this is the appropriate kind of person to swallow up. The dasan v'aviram, etc., that's like an appropriate way. It's a little bit of a wild idea as to how we don't normally relate to like an inanimate object like karka as being something that's held accountable or did something wrong. That's the mahalach of the Or HaChaim. The Netziv has a very different approach. The Netziv is one that many of the people who are into Pshuto Shel Mikra are very into. The Netziv points out there are really two different groups. Korach v'Adasso is more of a coalition made up of a little bit of the different parties. The Esrim Masayim, the Chamishim Masayim Ish, there are 250 people. They're the ones that had to be makriv the Ketores. They're the ones that had to makriv the Ketores. They are people, says the Netziv, who were incredibly holy, who really wanted to do the Avodah of a Kohen. They knew Moshe was right. They knew that it was inappropriate to question, but they really were just on fire inside. They wanted to worship the Ribono Shel Olam. They wanted to do whatever they could to be able to fulfill Torah and to have that kind of dveikus with the Ribono Shel Olam. Says in Netziv, they were called Kul L'Shem Shemayim. That's why their test was to be Makrif Ketores. What they wanted was to be Makrif Ketores, and this was their only way of doing so, because Sheva Levi was going to stop people from just going into the Mikdash and offering Ketores. So this was their only out, even though they knew there's a good chance Moses is right. They knew that they may not come out of this alive. Those people, the punishment, says Netziv, was a punishment of Sreifa Mlifnei Hashem, a Sreifa, a fire that comes out of Kodesh HaKadoshim, because even though they're very wrong, we're going to deal with them in a certain kind of holy way because they were, had pure kavanas l'shem shemayim. Dasan v'aviram, though, says Netziv, those were just stam bali machlokas. Those were guys that were just always starting up with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara Nedarim describes. They didn't like Moshe Rabbeinu all the way from Mitzrayim, and now they're finding out that they're never going to go into Eretz Yisrael because they're part of the Dor HaMidbar. They were stam starting machloksim. People like that, they're going to be swallowed up by the earth. That's more of the misa of like a behema. That's a very it's not the holy kind of misa of a sreif from Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's very disrespectful because that's all they really deserve. It says Netziv, that's why Korach is complicated. Korach's really the guy who brings the stuff together. Korach looks like the Masayim v'chamishim ish. Korach is coming off as if he's totally L'Shem Shemayim, but in truth, he's a little bit more like Dasan v'aviram. In truth, he's really someone who was more jealous and more trying to start up a fight, which is why Korach may bring Ketores like the 250 people, Korach's associated with them in a certain sense, because he's coming off like, I really want Devekas, I really want things that are L'shem Shemayim. But Korach's punishment, the Nitziv assumes, is like that one day that really he was swallowed up like Dasam Aviram. Because however he looked in a certain way, really he was someone who was very, very who was very, very low. So one Mahalach, the Or HaChayim, the ground had to like do tshuva for swallowing up the blood of Hevel, by this time swallowing up people that deserve to be killed. And the second Mahalach of the Nitziv, that the Misa of Dasan Vavira, maybe Korach, is a very like disrespectful kind of Misa, that they aren't worthy of the Sreifa that came out for those that were really L'shem Shemayim. The third approach I saw, although Rafi left, so I don't have his, he had a Sefer Lubavitcher Rebbe by his Makom, so I saw it yesterday, I didn't get a chance to look it up again, and he took his farm when he left, so I'm sort of stuck with my memory on this one. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think, had a vort similar to the Nitziv. The real, real fundamental argument between Korach v'Adasa and Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, was really about whether you could merge the physical and spiritual worlds together. Could a person both live in this world and also be spiritual? The Esrim Masayim Ish, the Chamishim Masayim Ish were saying, pure spirituality. Why are you being the kind of leader that is Madus Nasu? Why are you people who are on top of others? Spiritual people should be aloof, they should be separate. Do their own thing, pure ketores. They were people that said it's all about spirituality. That's why their Misa is going to be a Misa of pure fire from Kodesh HaKadoshim, because they were arguing that it's pure spirituality and they were going to have the pure spirituality sort of take them out. Dasan Vaviram, they were arguing the opposite. They were arguing that we should be more involved in the physical world and the physical is really all it's about and we can't merge them together, let's be more physical. So their punishment was the physical world's going to swallow them up. Because the real approach is the one that Moshe Rabbeinu represents, the one that Aaron HaKohen represents, which is the capacity that we believe there are people who can live in this world and not be swallowed up by it, and people that can be holy and not be consumed with fire, but we can really merge both of those ideas together, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that is at least part of why these Mises happen this way. Or Chaim, it's tshuva for the ground. Then it's Siv, depends if your intentions are very good, Sreifa. If you're just a Baal Machlokas, it's going to be like the Misa of a Behemah, just like sort of like swallowed up and consumed by the ground. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's the Misa of someone who thinks it's too physical versus the Misa of someone that's too spiritual. And in a certain sense, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because the real avoda is to learn how to blend together both the physical and the spiritual. The Sfas Emes has an additional pshat, and with this we will conclude. Sfas Emes says it's not about tshuva for the ground, it's not about the L'shem Shemayim thing. Let's focus on Korach for a second. Says the in Sifrei Chassidus, but it comes from Chazal, Korach's a person that is a chashuv person. And Korach's a person that may have been very learned. Korach's a person that may have had a certain stature. That's why he was able to have people follow him. Because Korach was a guy, again, who had a certain stature and had people following him. Why is it, says Sfas Emes, then what went wrong? Sfas Emes develops the following yisod. A person can very much learn Torah, but that Torah can have absolutely no impact on them at all. It is possible to learn Torah and to not at all be impacted by that. Says the Sfas Emes, or I would point out, that's because sometimes Rabbi Aaron Cutler is saying that about Esav, that Esav's head was buried in Maaros Machpelah because Esav learned Torah, but his Torah stayed in his head, and his Torah didn't permeate his body as much. Says the Sfas Emes from the Chidush Yerim, that's why whenever we get an Aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah, we always make a bracha before we read the Torah and a bracha after we read the Torah. Because we want to make a bracha before we read the Torah to prepare ourselves effectively for learning. But the bracha, we want to recite a bracha also after we learn. Because the bracha after you learn is a bracha that may I be zochah, that the Torah that I learned be nivla bedamo. That it be something that is going to really, I'm going to internalize. It's something which is really going to transform me. And that's part of the tefillah that we have. Because Torah often, a person can learn. And unfortunately, it may not always impact them the same way. So we want to daven that the Torah be able to impact us appropriately, which is why we say Birkas HaTorah after Kriyas HaTorah also, the same way that after we eat, we say Birkas HaMazon as a way of also making sure that the food that we got is going to satiate us in the proper way. Says the Sfas Emes, and that explains the Pshat and Korach. Korach was a guy who was very, very, who was very learned. He was very, very learned, but he, in a certain sense, never said the Birkas HaTorah afterwards. Korach's the guy that learned a lot, but it never made an impact on him, bichlal. It never made an impact on him at all. He just learned a lot, but it never transformed him. And says it's Sfas Emes, that's why his death is going to be to go all the way down. It's going to be that the world's going to open up to teach you that even if a person learns a lot, if the Torah doesn't impact them at all, If the Torah doesn't transform them, if they're not a nicer person, a more sensitive person, a more caring person, a better Ovid Hashem, as a result of that learning, they haven't really gained anything. And they're really deserving just to go straight down. It's not going to be something anywhere near as powerful, so suggest as Fas MS. Here's a bunch of other Mahalchim also in terms of why this particular punishment. But hopefully we got a little bit of insight. And it gives insight in general to the punishments that are given in Torah. The punishments are not just punitive. They're often in line with what a person did. And here I think we gained some interesting insight as far as the nature of the machlokas. Maybe there were different groups. If you read the psukim closely, you'll see this. Dasan vaviram, one place. The masayim v'chamishim ish are going to be somewhere else. The test, the responses are going to be a little bit different because they're coming from different places. But for many Bali Machshava, a lot of important insights here as far as the ability for the Lubavitcher Rebbe of merging together good and bad, physical and spiritual. For the Netziv, the difference between good intentions and not good intentions. And for the Netziv, part of the lesson is even if you have good intentions, you have to follow halacha very, very clearly. And lastly, the Sfas Emes is to make sure that the Torah that we learn is Torah that transforms us, Torah that consumes us, and the kind of Torah that is very, very meaningful. You can insert the Shlomo Katz Maisa from last night with Reb Tzadok about looking at his veins to see if like the Torah impacted even his veins, if that's your style. It's a beautiful Maisa you shared last night. Either way, have a wonderful, wonderful day. I don't know why I said